From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Local politicians and political groups are weighing in on the children being separated from their parents by immigration officials in the United States. Local activists affiliated with MoveOn.org group have a rally at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 30th in the public square in Hudson at the corner of Warren Street and 7th Street. That's the same day that many other protests will happen around the country, with the largest in Washington, D.C. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutch's Commission on Human Rights have condemned the separation of children from their parents, saying, and I quote, governmental intervention that breaches this relationship between a parent and a child without adjudication for anyone, but especially asylum seekers and others escaping brutal economic, social, and political conditions is not only unwarranted, but cruel, end quote. Dutch's Human Rights Commissioner Jody Miller said, and I quote, for all the concerns about big government and cost effectiveness, this is a moral abomination. This is not what we are about in this country, end quote. New York senators also weighed in on the issue, with Kirsten Gillibrand tweeting on June 19th, and I quote, the Department of Homeland Security is tearing young children away from their parents. It is abhorrent. It is immoral. And the administration should stop this today. But since they won't, Congress needs to step up, end quote. Chuck Schumer tweeted on June 18th, and I quote, as everyone who has looked at this agrees, this was done by the president, not Democrats. He can fix it tomorrow if he wants to, and if he doesn't want to, he should own up to the fact that he's doing it, end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents all of Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, tweeted June 19th, and I quote, I am co-sponsoring the Keep Families Together Act, a bill that would prohibit DHS from separating children from their parents except in extraordinary cases, allow parents to reunite with their children if separated, and shine a light on any future abuses under this Trump administration policy, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement saying he wouldn't send New York National Guard troops to the border. Although asked to clarify, his office says they were never asked to send troops to the border. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has not released any public statement on the issue, but on Father's Day he tweeted, and I quote, being a father is my proudest role. I have always cherished being a father for my children, Nicholas and Margaret. Happy Father's Day to each and every dad in upstate New York, end quote. Larry Rulison and Amanda Fries report in the Albany Times-Union that it was revealed at a June 18th Skodak Town Planning Board meeting that Amazon may open a 1 million square foot distribution center in Rensselaer County. Tenant Representative Eric Murray confirmed Amazon is working with Scannell Properties to build a large fulfillment center on 116 acres between Interstate 90 and Route 9. Scannell Properties spokesperson Andrea Martone told the Times-Union, and I quote, it's too premature in the process to comment. They just don't want us to comment, end quote. Last week, the Rensselaer County Industrial Development Agency said it would give the developer a 50% cut on its property taxes over a 10-year period, a deviation from its typical property tax incentive plan. But the planning board meeting was filled with local residents who opposed the project. Resident Barbara Spink said, and I quote, if they're doing such a great job, they have nothing to lose in doing a Type 1 environmental impact study. It's less about providing jobs and more about a rich corporation making money off the rest of us, end quote. Not all, though, were against the proposal. Eric Leonard said, and I quote, by letting this project go forward, you're improving this town. It's a start for some, a very difficult start. I think in the very end, it's going to lift everything up for the town, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that next month Albany County lawmakers will decide whether or not to expand the county's three agricultural districts. The county introduced the agricultural districts in 1974, first in Bern and Knox, adding others later in Westerlo and Rensselaerville, and in Bethlehem, Cahoes, Colony, Guilderland, and New Scotland. The new Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board has recommended six parcels of land be added to the districts. There were no public comments on the proposal at a May 29th hearing. In southern Albany County, there are proposals to add 120 acres in Bern, owned by Eldridge Bushnell on Woodstock Road, to farm hay there. in Knox, 6 acres located up Tim Norey's Asbury Black Sheep Honey on Pleasant Valley Road are being considered. In Rensselaer, 3 parcels of 41.5 acres owned by Philip Spinelli on Route 352 for growing vegetables are under consideration. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Stephen Williams reports for the Daily Gazette that the Albany Airport has added 8 airlines, with Frontier Airlines to begin flights to Denver on September 17th. Those flights will increase to 3 days a week in October, when the airline also begins runs to Orlando. Currently, Southwest, United, American, JetBlue, OneJet, Cape Air, and Elite fly into New York's capital. Denver is Frontier's hub, with many connections to the West Coast cities. Currently, about 4,500 people per day board flights in Albany, according to the Transportation Security Administration. And you can read the full story in the Daily Gazette. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.